The Seder this week, Pas Shlach, we had Pasha Mitzitzitzis. The one Sukkot of Tes Tashins in the Pasuk, Gedeirim Tassancha, that the Sia Tzitzis, making the Tzitzis has to be Nishma. If to Lashem Mitzitzitzis. So Machlekes Rishonim, what does it mean making the Tzitzis? Rashi and the Rush learned that it goes on Sai the Tzviya and Sai the Tliya. Sai the Tzviya of making the strings, making the Chutim. When you take the, if they shear the wool off the sheep, they take the wool and they roll it out into chutin, into strings, that has to be neshma. And the tliya, making the kesha elyon, making the kesha on the beged, attaching it to the talus cotton, or to the talus cotton, attaching it to the talus, and the chulius, wrapping it around, that the tliya also has to be neshma, neshem et tzitzis. The Rambam is chaylik. The Rambam, pegatha, tzitzis, ochibes, paskins, that only the tliya has to be neshma. Only making the actual chutin, he has to do neshem et tzitzis. Agav is a machoikas poiskim with the niputz, the combing out. There's a process of when they, after they cut the wool off there, but they comb it out, they do niputz, but that has to be neshma. Most, for a long time, most tzitzis that they were selling, they weren't machbin like that shita of niputz neshma. They only did they took the processed wool and they made the chutin neshma. But it's g'day to be yisachal day, it's the mitzvah deraisa. To be machmai the sheet is to buy nibus neshma. You have to ask for it. It comes with a hechsher. It's extra expensive, but that's still part of making the tviya neshma. But again, the Rashi and the Rosh Hashanah inside the tviya, making the chut, making the strings inside the tliya, attaching it to the bag, that's to be neshma. And the Rambam holds only the tviya, only making the chutin, making the strings has to be neshma. But putting it on the baguette, doesn't have to be neshma. Person could put it on the back of his mind or something else, or he's listening to a shir, he's thinking, learning something else. He doesn't do neshem mitzvah. It's also kasha according to Rambam. The machoikas is how you learn the shakav atayi daf tes. The one daf tes. Okay, but that's how we pass him, like Rav, that the tvi has to be neshma.
No,
Rav. Oh, is Shmuel? Oh, he helps the grab the dini of Shmuel b'suri, right? We pass like Shmuel b'suri, right? But right.
Passing
you saying I Shmuel, right?
I know.
But the
Shmuel's one that
yeah, but when I say it, tell me how you learn the Gemara. It's wasn't going to go into it, but if you learn the Gemara at this point, the Shaka Vatalia, when Shmuel said Afin Nasisa Name Psunga the Bina Tviya Lishma, so was that was definitely a time on Tviya, the Gemara says. But was that? Yeah, no. So is that going also on? Yeah, no. So that's the Rashi learns. That's also the time of Rav.
But
down the tefillah. Because Rav learns tefillah from Sukkah, you mean? Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Fine. But the tefillah, which was the first Gemara, Vosim and Nekutz and Animan, which would be a chagam on the tefillah, Rashi learns itself to Shema. The Rambam, which Rambam in Halacha Yabeis, Paskins only the tefillah is going to be in Shema, because if you look in Rambam Halacha Yidalef, he learns the Gemara different. He learns the whole Gemara about some and Akutz in a different way. Like you probably saw it, the Rambam learns it's talking about wool that got ripped off of the sheep and it sat down on some thorns. And the Kesef Mishnah says, this become Bizu Mitzvah. Sounds like it's only Midrabanan. Others learn that that Psal will be Tafsvon Minot. It's from a Pasuk of Haknaf Min Knaf. It has to be something that's roi to make a beged. And those, some Mishnah learn it. That it's learned from Haknaf Min Knaf. We know that the chutin has to be from the Min Knaf. And as some Mishnah learned, Min Knaf is not just the Min, not just the material, has to be something that's literally able to be made into a beged. And the tzema that got ripped off from the thorns, that you cannot make into a beged. That's what some Mishnah learned. But Akaponin, the Rambam learns that the hope that this Gemara of Tviya Lishma is Dafka not Tviya. Not like Rashi. Rashi goes on Tliya also. There's Taisim Menachas, Dafim Beis. That has another sheet. The Taisim Menachas holds like the Rashi and the Rush that the tliya attaching the chutin to the bag, it has to be in Lashma. But Taisa says even if you do it without kavana, you'll be kosher anyway. Mitam stom Lashma kai. Taisa brings down the Gemara Zvachim, the famous Gemara Antang Zvachim. The Gemara says that the Mishnah says that the Zvachim have to be all kavanas have to be in Lashma. The Mishnah that in Vav says Hashem Shishu Zvam Zevach Nizbach. But you have to have six kavanas when you make the carbon. But the first Mishnah phrase is talking about Lashem, which carbon. That when you shecht the Lamashu Kamachatas, you have to have in mind a Kamachatas, not a carbon Shlomen. If you have in mind when you shecht the carbon Shlomen, if you have in mind a carbon Oyla, that's Shalom Lashma. The Mishnah says, "Kol zoch shnitzul shkan shma k'shem and shol n'shem bayna n'bayna m'shem chayva n'bayna m'shem chayva chutzpin the pesach v'chatas." That the bamis all kabbonis, even if it's shkan shma, it's kosher. You could go bite if you shechting a mushroom, let's say shlamim l'shem oila. You could go bite the and be makavit and be berserk down in his bech. It's kosher, but it's not. But the bayim's not yetsa. The bayim was mechuyv in the kabbon. A mushroom say kabbon k'toyda. He's not yetsa his kabbon. You have to bring another one. So the psul is going to get you not yetsa. Except for Pesach and Achatas, that's the special day of the Kosev, that the carbon itself is possible. If you shechted a Pesach or Achatas and Hashem a different carbon, Mashal Hashem a carbon oila, then you can't even go vayti, you can't even be zerk to them. Vakoponim, the Gemara says, that based on the days, that the whole psul of Kotshim, Shalom Lishma, is only if you had Bedavka, Hashem a different carbon. You had in mind, Mashal Achatas, Hashem oila. But if you shechted stam, the person shechted the kayin or shechid shechir bizar, the saw could also shechted, whoever shechted the carbon did not have anything in mind, his mind was a little bit blank at the time, he's yetzah. Because so we say stam l'shma kai. Stam, it's like built in automatically in l'shma. The whole psalm is only if you have in mind something ahead, you beferish the wrong thing. There's a man who's like, Tais, the same thing by tzitzis. Tais wants to say, even though Tais is also holds that the tli has to be in l'shma, but it says, we'll say stam l'shmokai. If someone's putting on a tzitzis and he doesn't have anything in mind, we'll say stam l'shmokai. He'll also be kasher. Mr. Harry Paskin. Stam l'shmokai. As the famous Biskirov in the Sefer, in the Hilchos Ma'aseh Kavanos, that talks about it. Well, we're not going into that. Just some more Marmakim. The Kavir Bechonon also has a piece on it. The Kavir Shurim Chang Beis and Mechav Beis. The Sefer Mechus Avram goes through it. You should know you're doing a carbon, not be Masastic and Gansen, but to have in mind which carbon that we say Stamush Makai.
Right. So the guy
doesn't know what's
tzitzis. You give him a whole bunch of things and he does it.
He just does it. Right. Yeah, it's
Stamushma
would work even for an Akam. If the whole Chassarim would be Hitl Yisrael tzitzis a beggar like Havana. If someone puts tzitzis on a beggar without Havana, it means tzitzis achem machshirei. If you have no other tzitzis to machshir, yesh lismech a Rambam shemachshir. You can be simach on the Rambam. Avoloy yivarachalav, but you should not make a brach on it. So what does it mean to main tzitzis achem? So the Magen Avraham learns it's talking about it's Shabbos, so it's close to Shabbos. But a person has a talent, he has no time to undo the chutin, to untie it. It's a malacha of mati, and now I'm going to untie nats, and I'm going to tie nats, I can't do mati, I can't do kesha. And he has no other tzitzis, Dr. Shechonach, but the Eved, you can be simach on the Rambam. Because the Eved, the Rambam Paskins, even if you put tzitzis on Shalom Yishma, it's kosher. Machat Chinga, the Shechonach is saying, if you have time, you can redo it, you should redo it. You should be cheshish for Rashi and the Rush. That you're not yetzah with tzitzis Shalom Yishma. But the Eved, you can be simach on the Rambam, but even with the Eved, don't make a brach on it, the Shechonach says. You can create a talent to Shul, you can create a talent to Davening, but don't make a brach on it, because for cheshish for Rashi and the Rush, that whole that tzitzis has to be, like Avana, is not kosher. In the Chus Kivega Simon Dalad, the Shoyal, the person that asked for Kivega the Shoyal, he asked him Hashena Kasha. He asked him, why the Shulchan Aruch is naming on to the Avosha that according to Rashi and the Rosh, that you're not Yetsa if you make tzitzis Shalei B'Kavana. And the vice place of Shulchan Aruch holds is three shitas. Rashi and the Rosh is one shita, Tosis is the second shita, that's Tam L'Shmokai, and Ram is the third shita, that you don't need Kavana at all. Of effect, the Shoyal, who says that Rashi and the Rosh Hashanah Kantaisis? Rashi and the Rosh are just saying that you need Lishma when you make tzitzis. But maybe Rashi and the Rosh also holds Tam Lishma Koy. They don't talk about that. They're just saying that Etzem Yisoy, the Allah is, if it was done Stama, without not lishma, the mashal the Gemara is talking about where it just happened, where you had a baguette which had some fringes on it by itself as you're making the baguette, so that you can't even say stam lishma koi, that just happened on its own. That's what Rashi and the Rav said is pasul al shalim lishma. But maybe if someone put it on, maybe you do have a loch of stam lishma koi. Who says this three sheetness? Maybe Rashi and Rashi are Maitis to Taisis. Taisis also holds you need Lishma. Taisis is Maitis, but you have over here dinner, some Lishma Kai. So Kvege answers back, he says like this. He says that, Emma says you have to understand the Mokka of Taisis, that we say over here, Stam Lishma Kai, because we don't really find this anywhere in Shas. In Shas, the only place you find Stam Lishma Kai is by Kachem, the Maskana. So we always say it by Kachem. Where does Taisis get this from that we say it by Tzitzis also? So Kirega says like this, Shukta like this. He says, let's go back to the Ram sheet. The Ram sheet is that Stam Lishma Kai only goes on the chutin, making the strings, making the chutin, making not the tzliyeh. I'm sorry, the din lishma b'chal. The din lishma is only going on making the chutin, not on the tzliyeh. So the Kirega brings down that the Kesef Mishnah says Psham the Ram. Then the Ram is a bit chiddush because even there's two ways to learn the Gemara, but if the Torah has a halacha, the Degen Pasul Nocha. That tzitzis should be bringing a shema. Pashur, it means the whole making of the tzitzis, side making the chutin inside the tzliyah. If anything, the tzliyah would be maybe more the main part of tzitzis. Why would the Rambam say that this whole halacha of making the tzitzis shema goes on making the chutin, not the tzliyah? So the Kirega says, brings down from the Kesef Mishnah, that the whole makkah of the Rambam is that it was bothering the Rambam akasha. The Rambam had akasha. The Gemara says in Menachas Daf Mem Beis, according to the Lishna Kama, according to one lashon in the Gemara, an Akum cannot put on tzitzis, cannot hang put tzitzis on the bag, even for a yid. Shenema b'nei Yisrael yasu. Shenema actually daba b'nei Yisrael, right? Asu lam tzitzis, and the Gemara dashens b'nei Yisrael yasu v'lo yevik chavim yasu. That we have a special miyit that only Yisrael can make tzitzis, not an Akum. So Zok the Kesef Mishnah is Bobby Ram Makasha, why do we need a special miyat that a goy cannot put tzitzis on, not make tzitzis? Why don't we say that a goy is possible to make tzitzis because Akum does not do Lishma? If there's a din that tzitzis have to be in Lishma, we have a Gemara in Gittin, Dachaf Gimbal, the Gemara says that Akum cannot write a get. A get also has to be, it's halach, a get has to be in Lishma. Lashem Ishan, Lashem Krisis, Lashem Krisis of the Torah, separating the man and the wife, in the Torah. And the Gemara says, an Akum is not doing a Shema. And even with Yisrael Eman al-Gabal, even if he's on top of him, telling him he's doing a Shema, the Akum, we say, Akum adaiti nafshi of it. The Akum does it for himself, even if he nods his head and he seems to be agreeing, we don't trust him. And we can't trust that Akum does a Shema. As a Mela, it's Shver, what do we need a special meat that Akum cannot put on tzitzis? What do you mean, Drasha for? Just say that Akum doesn't do a Shema. So from this Kasha, the Rambam was Mechiach his Shita. That the MSC don't need Lishma by Tliya Tzitzis. And that's why you need a pasuk, because you don't need Lishma, so you need a pasuk to tell you that, even though you don't need Lishma, but Akum cannot do Tzitzis.
So
it would
be a suffix,
well, it wouldn't be a suffix, it would be in like a it would be possible for an Akum to do Lishma, according to Kirega at least. Not the Chaim, famous of Chaim, but we pass back in the Lishma, but we assume not. We assume as a Roi,
even if he says it with his mouth, I'm doing Lishma, it's still addressed
to the Nash. That's a different Kivega's Shayah, if you say, Dvarm Shabbali Bein
Dvarm. You say that that was the Kasha, so then why can't you say that that's what God is saying?
Right. Well, this is a different Kivega. This is Kivega and Simcha of Gimel. They ask this Kasha. Why don't you tell the guy to say it? And then whatever he has in mind will say, Dvarm Shem Levin Dvarm. Very similar. But Kivega says over there, you saw that. When you say, I wasn't going into this now, but when you say Dvarm Shem Levim Dvarim, that's when it's a din which is the ikka bepeh. Din which is the ikka bepeh, and you say bepeh, we say Dvarm Shem Levim Dvarim. But if Zachos is the ikka belev, like the din lishma, then faket, you say Dvarm Shem Peh in the Dvarim. You have to be choshed that we say Stam Dachma Dei Dachshia, but we assume he does the Shem Lishma. Yeah, it's a sabbath, but maybe there's a rave that he's doing a Shem Lishma. There's other rayas from this kivega and other kivegas. The kivega holds that akam adayt nafshi of it means that it's possible for a goy to do lishma, but we just assume api roiv and umdu that he's doing shloim lishma. That's mashma. This kivega and kivega in two other places. That's how he learns that it's possible to be lishma. But we just assume that. It's not like the Prime. It's a famous Prime in Hilchos Tefillin. The Prime learns completely differently. He brings a lot of riots. The riot from Simcha Zelnok, the famous riot, that he learns that Akum is Mufka from Lashma. And Akum is cannot do Lashma, but Mitam Vaday. But Akuponim, this is the mock of the Rambam. The Rambam is bothered by this Kasha. What do we need a special Kasha of, a special Joshua that Akum cannot make sense? Why don't you say Akum? The same thing that we say by Gittin. By Gittin, there's no pasuk that Akum cannot write a get. There's no such pasuk. The Gemara just says the reason is because Akum doesn't do Lishma. So say over here also, Akum doesn't do Lishma. So what do you need pasuk? So that's the Rambam's raya. The Rambam says, must be that you don't need Lishma. So if you don't need Lishma, that's why you need a pasuk. Zaktim Kiveg, if he said, we say this Pshan Tosis also. Maybe that text is also bothered by this kasha. What do we need a pasuk that Akum cannot make tzitzis? Why don't we just say that Akum doesn't do lishma? So Zaktim Kirega, this bothered Tosis this kasha. Tosis said a different teres. Tosis said, must be this is a din of stam lishma koi. That if it would just be as lishma, an Akum could do it. Because he would say that Akum stam lishma koi is built in. It's automatically lishma.
Why
get
not?
By getting, we say stam bishul navigation. I met us. But Tosis is saying, but you have chutin and you have a beg of dal kantos, which is mechuyim in tzitzis. That's stam l'shmokay. Stam it's made to it's aimed to be dal l'shmokay l'shem tzitzis. So that's pshat Tosis. Zaktim kivega. If he's there, we can say that's why the rush is chayla, because the rush be'emes will not have this raya, because the rush can answer this kasha another way. This whole kasha, what do we need a special pasuk that Akum cannot make tzitzis? Why don't you say because it's not lishma? The rush can say different tares, because there's a rush in Menachas, in the back of Menachas, you have the rush, and it's called Hilchos Sefer Torah. Hilchos Sefer Torah in Siman Gimel, the rush is a chiddush b'shem de Rabbeinu Baruch. It's brought down also in the Torah to Ma'am Abayz. But this whole halacha that we find by Gittin, that a guy, an Akum, is a daita nafshi of it, and Akum does not do lishma, even when he saw him at a gabav, Zok to Rosh, B'Shem Ben Baruch, it's only because it's something which takes time. It's something which takes his man mushach. To write the whole Torah of the get takes time. Zok to Rosh, the MS, but he saw him in a gabba, when he is on top of the guy, and he tells the Akum, do this lishma, and the Akum nods his head, for the beginning, for Tchinas Maisav, at least for the first few seconds, we can assume that he's doing lishma. The whole problem of, what?
That's
also not a good plan. That's a chayin not a good plan, right? But, you're right. And he's going to Shush. So we can't assume that the Akum does the Lishma. And the Rosh will say a chiddush, but they get Ibid klofim for Sefer Torah and Tefillin. When you make the cloth for Sefer Torah and Tefillin, they have to, it's made from R, it has to be like processed, it was put into a certain Me'ibud, what we would call today chemicals, but it was very strong samamonim, very strong processing liquid. And this liquid had a very strong reyach. It had to be very strong to be able to even go near it. And even in the old days, they used to push it, had to get a very strong person. Sometimes the only person they could find that was strong enough to go near the processing to put the leather into this liquid was a guy. It was an Akum. The problem is, the halacha is to be ma'abid, to make the cloth into cloth, you have to do l'shma. You have to do l'shem sefer Torah, l'shem tefillin. So the Rosh says, Rosh Paskins, you can have, if you can't find the yid that's able to go near this pit, near this processing, near this me'ibud, you can take an akum, have the akum throw it in, and just have you saw him in the gavim, tell him, put it in l'shem sefer Torah, put it in l'shem tefillin. And Dr. Rosh, because over there it's only 1 second. The whole lishma needed is that mice of throwing it into the water, into throwing it into the samamonim. And that's the Rosh Hashita, that even though we say Akam Adayta is Nafshiyah, but that's only when it's something that requires some time. Moshe writing the whole Torah of the Get. Even though the Batchinas Maisav, he could do Lishma. By Get, it's a problem. Fine, the first few words are right Lishma, but when he continues writing the Get, the whole Torah of the Get, that's going to be showing Lishma. But something which is Batchinas Maisav, just the beginning, that will be Lishma. So again, the Rosh says it's been a gaya ibiklaf, which is really mamish 1 second. It's just throwing in the klaf into the mayim. But the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch want to learn that according to this Rosh, this would help for tzitzis also. Kivei gaya tzitzis achar is not so short. I mean, tying tzitzis on the beged is not that short. But then it says a lot of places, the Mishabur brings down a lot of places can hold that the ikadun l'shma of tzitzis is not the whole chulia, not making the whole thing. It's only the kesha elyon, just making the first knot and the first chulia, wrapping it around one time. So the Shulchan Aruch holds that this is also not so long. So on this, it would help. You saw Imad Agabav, according to the Rosh. The Rosh could answer the kasha l'shitasai. According to the Rosh, you could say the reason why you need a pasuk that an akum is possible cannot make a tzitzis is because the Rosh answered al tashma, it would help you saw Imad Agabav because it's only for a moment. So according to the Rosh, you don't need to be mechadish tesis teretz. That's not moshmakai. As a man of Sakti Vega, if you have no hechrich for tesis shita, there's no reason to say that the Rosh holds like tesis. Because according to tesis, you're either going to answer the kasha al stam moshmakai, or you're going to answer like the Rambam, that you don't need moshma at all. But the Rosh does hold that you need moshma. So that was the show's kasha. But let's say the Rosh holds like tesis. The teretz is tesis is only mechich from this kasha, but the Rosh says you can answer it his way. And the MS, if you look in the Rosh, I think there's another Raya the Rosh is a whole like Tosfos. Maybe the Kirigah doesn't say this, so maybe the Kirigah means it also. Because the Rosh brings down another Kasha. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Dachav Zayin, according to Behuda, Mila has to be in Lashma also. So Machalik is about according to Behuda, and I think that's what we paskin, when you do Mila, it has to be in Lashem Mila. You can't just do a maisa of cutting the ola off and the pre and taking it off. It has to be without any thought, maybe doing it for health reasons, the way doctors do today. It has to be done, l'shem b'tzis mila. But then the Gemara says, an akum can also do mila with Yisrael Imad Agabav. You can have a doctor do the mila for you with Yisrael Imad Agabav on top of him, telling him, do it l'shma, do it l'shem mila of Yidden, do it l'shem b'tzis mila. So if takes the kasha, how come over here it helps Yisrael Imad Agabav and in Gittin, the Gemara says it doesn't help you saw him at Gabbah. You get no English Gemara. The Gemara says it doesn't help you saw him at Gabbah. So Taisus and the Vezer answers that you say, by Mila you say Stoma Lashmokai. By Mila also, when you have a baby, 8 days old, he's Amen for Mila, we say Stoma Lashmokai. This is Taisus and Shitasa. Same way Taisus says, by Tzitzis also we say Stoma Lashmokai. By Mila also we say Stoma Lashmokai. But the Rosh doesn't answer like that. The Rosh answers Lashitasa. The Rosh answers Mila is also very quick. Mila is also only 1 second. And that's Rosh Shita, that when do you say that Yisrael Imad Agabav doesn't help? That's by Gittin, which takes time. It takes time for it to get. But Chinas Maisa, for one moment, we do say Yisrael Imad Agabav helps. As a Mila, that's the territory why by Gittin doesn't help, but Mila does help. To make sure at least Chigas Maisav, at least at the beginning, should be
Mishma.
What do you need, Solomon Agabav? I guess so. Or it's not Lashem. Well, today, I mean, they do it for health reasons, I guess, not Lashem. Yeah, not Lashem, Hag reason. I hear you asking.
So then it's not Aftam Lashma. So if you're saying that the Solomon Agabav helps, then it's Lashma.
But Tosfos and Kasha, how come Yisrael Agabav doesn't help by Gittin? And here it does help. What's the difference? But that's his teretz. His teretz is that over here you have Stam Lashmokai. I guess the combination of
Stam.
I guess Stam Lashmokai with Yisrael Yisrael Agabav, then it's Stam Lashmokai. He has to know that you tell him that, this is that Mila, this is that circumcision that you didn't do.
But not by
Stam Lashmokai. By Stam Lashmokai, it takes over that. It does. I guess it takes off that I don't have to cover it. That's Tosfos Teretz. I'm Tosfos asking that kasha. Tosfos asking, what's the difference between getting that he's going to have help? And he doesn't. But you need Stam Lashma Koy, I guess, to take off the Daita Nafshi Yavad. I hear you saying.
What is the Daita Nafshi?
Push it. You mean a Hedge Shalom Lashma?
That's called Shalom Lashma.
Okay, well. No, you're asking good. You're asking good. But my husband, the gave Kiveg, that's not that's really not the gave. Whatever the Tosfos Kasha is, but Lamaisa, we see that Tosfos Shitasa says by Mingla we say Stamos Makai, and the Rosh is not answering that by Mingla. The Rosh is giving his own teretz. The Rosh is saying his teretz because it's a short process, Mingla. It's something that Pchinas Maisa will help Yisrael Meregabo. So I just wanted to say, you see from here in Lahedia, the Rosh doesn't hold a Tosfos by Mingla. So Mingla, the Rosh Mestam will not hold a Tosfos by Tzitzis. As a Mingla, the Shulchan Aruch is very good. The Sholei asked, how do you know the Rosh and Rashi are chaylik on Tosfos? So I wanted to say, you know that the Rosh is chaylik on Tosfos from this sugim in Avodah Zarah. If the Rosh should not be chalak on Tosfos the Svara by Tzitzis, that we say Stam Moshmokai, then he would have used that teretz for meal also. Why do you have to have his new Mechushlika teretz that you do say Yisrael Meregab helps the Tchinas Maitzah, he's a Mechadish of Hizah, it helps the Iba Klaf? It's right that the Rosh is only Tosfos. I have a point to Tosfos, that Tosfos answers by Mingla, not the way the Rosh answered, that it helps the Tchinas Maitzah. Tosfos answered it works because of Samo Shmokai, the Chayon Levi Tosfos would not help for a guy to do Ibe Klaf. Because by Ibe Klaf, so you don't have Samo Shmokai. You're taking a piece of oil, you're throwing it in. Goyim also use parchment. These parchment, I guess, in the old days. There's not, you don't always put the leather into the Mayim for Hashem Mitzvah Sefer Torah, Hashem Mitzvah Tzilin. You wouldn't have Samo Shmokai. Agoponim, we come out that we have over here Machlokes the Rosh and Tosfos. If you say Stam Lishma by Mingla, and if you say Stam Lishma by Tzitzis, Tosfos is comparing it to the Sugi and Zvachim. So just like we say Stam Lishma Koy by Kachem, the same thing we say by Tzitzis and by Mingla. And the Rosh is Chayla. The Rosh Chol seems to say that we always say it by Kachem, and we don't say it by Mingla and by Tzitzis. So what's the Machlokes? So I was thinking, the machlokes would be how you learn the etzem din of samo shmokai by kachim. Tosfos seems to learn samo shmokai is on anything that's oimid, something which is oimid to be done for a certain mitzvah. We say stam, it's made for that mitzvah. If you have a teenager, you have a baby who's 8 days old, and it's yom hamingla, we say stam for mingla oimid. If you have kutim which were made for tzitzis, and you have a beggar with dalek hamfis which needs tzitzis, and you're putting this on, that's oimid v'tzitzis, we say stoma shmokai. And that's how tzitzis in the whole din of kachim. You have a kamachatas, we say stoma, it's oimid to be a kamachatas. That's a stoma shmokai. Anything which is oimid. You have a kamenayla, it's stoma l'shem kamenayla. Stoma shmokai goes to anything which is oimid. It's ming, tzitzis stretches it to learn it by tzitzis ming also. But the Rosh, Kamen Zogin, the Rosh doesn't learn that way. The Rosh learns the stoma shmokai is not a din that it's something which is oimid. It's a special aloch in kachim, and I think you can learn. I always understood it. It comes from the hektish. When you makdish a carbon, l'shem chatas, you put on this carbon l'shem chatas.
It's already
a chatas. You made it in a chaloshim, and that's the whole stam l'shmokoi is like a hemshach from the hektish. Since the person was makdish, even though the person is shechting it to somebody else, not the person who's makdish it. But that hektish put on Hashem, Tosfos and Kedushin, the Beis and Beis seems to explain the hektish that way also. Puts in it Hashem that carbon, and that's why, and that's the whole thing. Stam Moshmokai. It's nemsuch from the hektish.
I'm not going to discover.
I know it's all similar, but I'm not going to discover. It comes from the hektish. Meaning this doesn't pass by tzitzis and mingo. By tzitzis and mingo, there is no din hektish. The only problem is the Gemara Zvachim is a Havamim. The Gemara is a Kasha. If you say Stam Moshmokai, then how come by Gittin when you write a Get Stam, it's not good? The Gemara asks. Why do you say Stam Moshmokai? And then for the Gemara, Stam Ishan Avim Gerishin Emedes. So you see the Gemara at least the Havamina that by Gerishin also we should say Stam Moshmokai. I there's no Hekdash over there. It's a raya to the way Tosfos understood it. It's telling me whether it's Omer or not. The Gemara answers it's not Omer for this. But Bemis the Keren Oyer, what was the whole Havamina that you say Stomach Shmokai by Isha? And I was thinking, really, you can learn that there's two ways to learn the Gemara's Teretz. You can learn the Gemara's Teretz like the way Tosfos understands that really for Stomach Shmokai you need to have a Zach which is Omer for it. A mushal tzitz is oimid for it, a carbon is oimid for it, or a meal is oimid for it. That's what you say Stomach Shmokai. And the Gemara's Teretz is an Isha, it's not Omer for Gerishin. That's where it doesn't work. Or you can learn the Gemara's Teretz the way we're learning in the Rush. That's all part of the Gemara's Teretz. That for the Stam Moshmoka, you have to have Hektish. And when the Gemara says Stam Ishan Navigation in medicine, it means also there was no Hektish. There was no built-in Stam Moshmoka. Okay, there's a little bit more to speak about, but... Let's show maybe another time. Scare. Okay.